Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Dog loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the streets of downtown Los Angeles on Sunday, August 25th, 2 Oceans 13. Enough of us saw The World's End to get it to number 4 on this weekend's box office chart. It would have been 3rd if stupid Mortal Instruments hadn't barely squeaked by, even though it's in twice as many theaters. Congrats to Simon, Nick, and Edgar, nonetheless. Last Friday night, I got offensively inebriated at the Jeselnik Offensive Season 2 wrap party, and then proceeded to do an interruption of Evil Dead at CineFamily, the 2013 version, which for some reason I referred to as the 2003 version a couple of times on the podcast, so thank you to everyone who notified the corrections department. My guest interrupters were Mario Joyner, Mae Whitman, and the star of the film, Jane Levy. And you can hear me drunkenly hassling Mae Whitman about Knights of Rodanthe at the end of this mini. And please check out Mario Joyner's Kickstarter. Looking ahead, the next Benson movie interruption of CineFamily will be Fast 6, Wednesday at 10 p.m. Thursday, August 29th, I'll be doing a set on the Sarah Silverman and Friends show at Largo in L.A. I think Todd Glass will also be there, so that'll be a crazy good time. Seattle, Washington, bring your name tags to Bumbershoot on Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd, for Doug Loves Movies taping at 5 p.m. I'll also be doing stand-up shows all weekend, bumbershoot.org for deets and ticks. Saturday, September 7th, stand-up at ArtsQuest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies at Helium in Philly. New York City, Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy is very close to sold out on Monday, September 9th. But stay tuned for details about a couple other New York shows I'm going to do, especially if you like to visit Yonkers, or if you like the initials U, C, and B. And now, here's Drunk Doug about to interrupt Evil Dead at midnight last Friday. And as always, anyone who swallows your soul is a soul-swallowing shithead. That was really fast. I wasn't ready. Hey, everybody.
One more time for Hadrian.
He's taken a cinema and turned it into a cinema family. And I appreciate that because I love doing these shows here. This is the, what do you call it? The mothership of Benson Interruptions. I've been traveling around the country doing them, and it's because it all started right here, and I'm very happy about it. Speaking of things that make you very happy, how many people here have seen and enjoyed the most recent 2013 Evil Dead? Okay, the rest of you are in for the most mortifying, disgusting. I haven't seen it yet, but everything I hear about it makes me not want to see it. Like torture porn and blood and vomit, that's not my thing, really. But you know what? That's Cinefamily's thing. So here we are. Because I'm telling you, for the longest time, a couple of the powers that be here at Cinefamily were like, you should interrupt the new Evil Dead. I was like, I don't know. It sounds like there's a lot going on in that movie, and like, you know, it'd be hard to like make jokes or whatever. And and then we did an interruption of Hook, and my friend Mae Whitman was here, and she brought along a friend of hers named Jane Levy, and they were. When the subject of an Evil Dead interruption, you know, that starred Jane Levy came up, they were like completely on board. So that propelled me to make this happen. So please, I've got three interrupters, and it's going to be amazing. Please welcome not only the star of the film, Jane Levy, but also Mae Whitman and Mario Joyner. Let's hear it from them.
Jesus Christ, Mario's sitting right there in the two slot,
and you guys can sit together because you know each other. Do you both have microphones? There you go.
Right up front.
All right, let's go. Yeah, let's go in order, you guys. Yeah, they're right up front. We have the couches up front. Do you need more room? Do you not want to sit that close to Mae? Is that?
Talk about this before the movie starts.
Yeah, no, get your guests in here too. Like, are they waiting outside? Okay. All right. Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you might as well shit before a horrifying movie that makes you want to lose your shit. Just come on in. Yeah, just cruise in there. Yeah, it's all good.
You know, I want to thank you for having me here. You know, I finally get to be in the theater and act like a real black person.
I was hoping I would not have to make that joke myself. You really stepped up.
Well, there you go.
That's Mario Joyner, everybody. Part of the reason he's here tonight, in spite of the fact that, I mean, including the fact that I've always known Mario and enjoyed his work, but also tell everybody about the Kickstarter that you have going right now.
I actually have a Kickstarter campaign where I'm trying to raise money for a movie. The name of the movie is The Last Original Screenplay, and it's about how remakes ruined Hollywood. So, it's 2036.
Mario said, I need to promote this thing about remakes ruining Hollywood. And I was like, oh, well, would you like to shout at a remake as it's happening?
Yes.
At Cinefamily? And also, are you black? And the answer is...
This is research.
Yes, in both cases.
This is really research.
Yeah, and he wrote back to me like, what? We get enough microphones? That sounds like the most surreal thing. It's gorgeous. You're going to love it. And then to also have the star of the film in the room so you can shit all over her. Just copiously.
We can talk about the acting and everything.
Crap on what?
She's very secure. You're
not the shit on, man. She's a good-ass movie. Yeah. Sorry to break it to you guys.
All right. Well, okay. I wasn't going to introduce you yet. I was ramping up to your best friend. Now let's get you over with. Mae Whitman is here, everybody. Parenthood. Arrested Development. Knights of Rodanthe. The Knights of Rodanthe. That is the most fucked up movie ever made. And you're in it.
That's right.
Being fucked up.
History.
You're the most hysterical character in that movie.
It's a Nicholas Sparks film, if you guys want to know the category.
Was that before The Notebook?
It was not before The Notebook.
It wasn't?
No. It was a while after.
It's kind of the lost Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah,
Sparks,
that's a nice
poetic it's not as big as the other ones.
It's not as big.
It's Diane Lane and Richard Gere.
And James Franco.
And global warming. Because there's a horrible storm in it. The biggest storm in the movie is Mae Whitman, who's the most ridiculous daughter a person could have. You're hysterical. Throughout that
because
movie.
I'm petulant? Because I'm angry?
Yeah,
you're dealing with divorce.
You're angry?
A child
divorce is hard for the children.
Thank you. I'll take that.
It leads to a lot of screaming. Mm-hmm. And a lot of hair. Anyway, we'll conquer that on another day.
Yes, we will.
Because that movie's... There's more plot twists in that movie than probably any movie.
Wow.
Right? Doesn't it take a lot of weird turns?
That's a big statement for me to get behind, but I do think that it would be really confusing if we all came back and watched it and interrupted it. So I'm definitely into it.
It's confusing to watch? That's your review?
Yes. Thank you for doing this to me.
There's a lot of... I apologize. I didn't mean to bring it up, and I will not bring up... I will not say a thing about Independence Day.
Oh,
but
boy.
You are adorable in it, and it does not hold up. Scenes where they're like, we have a computer so we can fly this alien spaceship. It doesn't make any sense. But you are very cute and a child, and I should shut up.
All right.
Jane Levy is here, star of this film. Where's your microphone? She's busy folding up her coat. You're totally cool with us doing this?
Yep.
Now she is.
We should give you a plug, though. Suburgatory.
You can't see it.
Whatever. Let's just talk
the whole time.
What? You're the star of this movie, and covered in. How was it? You could tell us as it's going on how comfortable or uncomfortable you were at any given moment, but. You're covered in things throughout the entire movie.
I'm covered in things. I get raped by trees.
Oh, wait a second.
I'm glad I brought that back.
Wow, that doesn't like making dudes wish they were a tree.
Yeah, me.
Are you satisfied by the tree, or is it?
In the original movie, I think it's sort of arguable whether she's liking it or not. But in our version,
you're clearly not enjoying it.
I think it's bad.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good lesson for the younger people watching this movie.
I'm raped by a tree that comes out of a tree branch that comes out of my own mouth and then rapes myself.
Oh, so it's your fault, is what you're saying. Your mouth asked for it. Your mouth put out an olive branch of rape hope.
Yeah.
I am just following up what she said to confirm it. But is there anything we should look for in the movie, or will you point it out as we go along if there's anything we need to know?
I think I'll point it out as it goes along.
Okay.
It's like pop-up video.
Oh.
In live.
I'll tell you the secret.
Director's cut.
Yeah.
What's the secret?
There's lots of secrets.
Oh, okay. You're going to tell us all of them.
I'll tell you the secrets.
And the people listening to my podcast will not be privy to them because I'm only...
Somebody get killed?
I'm only recording this part.
Maybe somebody gets killed.
Don't spoil it.
How do we go to your Kickstarter, Mario, to make your...
Mario Joyner, or just Last Original Screenplay. Go to Kickstarter.com and put in Last Original Screenplay.
Okay, I want to make sure we stress that.
Rip off movies and talk about how people should rip off movies.
Yeah, it sounds
I'm
awesome.
I'm trying to make some money. I'm trying to do the movies.
And when the movie gets going, you'll direct it?
I'll actually direct it and be the star of it.
Okay, and May and Jane and I will all have parts in it?
Of course you will.
All right, let's kickstart this shit. Woo! This is uncomfortable what I'm doing. I'm not proud of it. What are you doing? You like just checking your texts or recording this shit? Because that's not a good show, me standing here. Wednesday, August 28th, Fast and Furious 6, you guys. It's not sold out yet, so get on top of that. What?
It's my Vin Diesel.
What does Vin Diesel say?
My Vin Diesel. Your first mistake was you took the job. Second mistake, you came light. It's not from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was from Pitch Black.
Yes. Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, okay.
Skittish.
Are you excited about the new Riddick movie?
Yes, I am.
Because about 4 months from now, you and I can interrupt it.
I'm gonna remake it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're all about is remakes. All right, you guys, let's do this. I always extend the talking time when I'm scared of the movie I'm about to watch. And but we really should get into it because I should mention this is a midnight screening. That's already well after midnight. It's 12:33. So let's all whatever you have to do to stay awake. Would it help you to stay awake if it was insanely violent and had a lot of blood and vomit?
Well, you're in. Woman will be raped by a tree. Stay awake.
Yeah, yeah. Who falls asleep while a woman's being raped by a tree that came out of her own mouth? That's like heaven for most of us. let's give it up.
Oh, no, sexism.
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's what we're here to do, dude.
Oh.
Why did Jane just go, oh? Was there like a small potted plant nearby here? are you okay? All right. Let's do this, you guys. Let's watch Evil Dead!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room